On Friday mornings, we learned the Drashot Aran. The Ran was the chief rabbi in his day, and the Ran lived approximately 750 years ago. The Ran wrote this philosophical work where each speech tackles a very pivotal concept in Jewish thought. And the Ran works his way through the concepts logically. Let's begin and see. We're up to the seventh speech. Gelsinan v'chagiga. We have the following. What? Oh, we have another copy of the Drash Saran. Anyone want to follow inside? So we're up to the seventh speech. Adrush Hashvi'i. Yes, the very beginning. Last semester we finished the sixth. We're up to the seventh. Now, this speech is one of my favorites because he will tackle one of the pivotal concepts of Jewish thought, which is how come the rabbis have a say in how the Torah works? And is there an eternal truth to the Torah? And if so, then how could you have machlokas? How could you have one rabbi saying this way and another rabbi saying that way? It is a very difficult speech to understand. I do not have tradition on how to understand the speech, and that's why certain things we're going to have to leave hanging, where we're going to analyze that there's more than one way to understand what he's saying, and whatever. I have no way of knowing which way he meant. Yalsinan b'chagiga. So the Talmud tells us in Tractate Chagiga. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic quote that was validated. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Elazar Chisma, they both went to greet Rabbi Yoshua in the city of Pekiin. So he said to them, what was new today in the academy? Amrulo, they said, Rabbi Talmidechanu Mimechanu Shotim. They said, Rabbi, we're your students, we drink your waters, you teach us. He said, nonetheless, you just came from the academy. Every academy has something new to say. What was new this time? Shabbat shel mi aita? There were two leaders of the academy at that time, and they took turns. Whose turn was it to teach the class? Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah aita. It was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's turn. Uma darash. So what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah teach? He taught the following interpretation of the verse. It says in the verse, Hakel et ha'am, ha'anashim ve'anashim ve'ataf. When the king gives his final speech, at the end of 7 years, once every 7 years, everyone gathers, men, women, children, everyone gathers, and the king gives a speech in which he reads a part of the Torah. That's a biblical mitzvah. It's the last mitzvah in the Torah, according to some. Anashim ve'im lilmod. So what are the men coming from? They're coming to learn. Nashim ba'ot lishmo. The women are coming to hear. Taf lama, what are the kids coming for? Kedei liten sachar lemvi'ehem. So that those who carry them along will get wages for having schlepped them along. It's hard work to bring kids. Bring along a bamba, they pull at your coat, they get you dirty with their ice cream. Abba, can you buy me some of that cotton candy? Abba, why did he get a bigger portion? Abba, are we there yet? Abba, I need the bathroom. It's a pain in the neck. Okay, so you bring your kids along, you'll get wages for bringing them. That's what you bring them for. That's interesting. Okay. Amar lahem, margalit tova b'yadchem v'kashtem l'abda mimeni. He said to them, you had such a gem and you were going to keep withhold it from me? Why didn't you tell me that off the bat? What a beautiful drasha. Okay. Hamane hazeh she'anu. Now he quotes the piece and he's going to analyze it, dissect it. Their answer, Talmidecha anu umimecha anu shotim. We're your students, we drink your waters. Hu al derech netilat reshut kshebao ledeber b'fnei gadol mehem b'chokhmah. Basically, what they were doing was they were asking for permission to speak. He's telling them, teach me. They're saying, Rabbi, we have your permission? Okay. That was a respectful way before they began. The Ran says, then why was the Gemara asking, why didn't they just tell him straight out? And then the Gemara gives a whole answer about why they did it that way. What was the Gemara's question? Why is it so weird that they wanted permission before teaching him? That terutz bekan. So then the answer is shesavu balei Gemara she'achar shabishua sha'alam al kach lo itzdachu et amane lentilat reshuto. the Gemara's approach was, if he asked them what you learned today, they don't need to ask for permission again. He already gave them permission. He said, what you learned today. So obviously, what are they asking him again for permission?
שאלו השניים לא אמרו סברה עוד רשם חודשת שחידשו בהם בזה, אבל אמרו ששמעו רבי אלעזר בן עזריה שהיה גדול כמותו בחוכמה בראש ישיבה.
Further, the Gemara was bothered that they didn't tell him anything new of their own right. So even though he was much smarter than them, what did they need his permission for? They're quoting the chief rabbi, the head of the academy. They need his permission to quote the chief rabbi? The chief rabbi is as big as he is. אבל פי כן השיבו, and nonetheless they said, do we really have your permission? Mishum ase shaya, because there was once a story where the students didn't ask permission and it didn't end up well. Shederach hachachmim nakpid kaitzeb azeh achay shamdaber bifneim katan mehem imeyoto omer divrei gdolim kahem o mehem shekach echbid Rabbi Elazar Belud Rabbi Yosef ben Dor Maskid. The Talmud quotes a story where the rabbi's student came and started lecturing him, and the rabbi was upset with him because the student's job isn't to lecture his teacher. So that's why they asked. You want us to tell? Because there was a story where a rabbi got upset at his student because he came and started lecturing him. So that's in a nutshell the Gemara there. Tanu Rabbanan. So we begin with the quote. Biyot chachamim kosvim ledivrei Torah hayu shoalim beit hayotam chutz lebet midrash ma nitchadesham sheifshar lebet midrash belo chidush. Firstly, we have to know that the way of the sages is that they were always yearning for Torah. Any of you do stocks? No. If you do stocks, one of the things, there was a time about 15 years ago where everyone was in the stock market. And any time you went to any event, everyone was talking stocks. I remember about 2 years ago, everyone was into buying new cell phones. Everywhere you went, people were talking about all these apps. Today, I don't hear it as much. I guess their cell phones are filled with apps. But there's a time when you're really into something, so you want to know what you can about it. So the sages always wanted to know about Torah. So whenever they'd meet one another, they'd say, hey, what do you, machidush, what can you teach me? What's new? V'nei odiyunu shalosh drashot shedrash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Talmud over there tells us three derivations of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ha'achat izot she'amarnua. The first one we just quoted. He gave us this whole derivation, why we bring kids along. Further, we have a derivation over there that he explained, Amale Makadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, God says to Israel, Atem asituni chativa achat ba'olam, af ani aseh etchem chativa achat ba'olam. God says, you've singled me out, I'm going to single you out. You made me special. Every day you say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I'm going to make you special in the world. Atem asituni chativa achat ba'olam, dichtiv Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, af ani aseh etchem chativa achat ba'olam, dichtiv umikam chayisrael, goyachad ba'aretz. So that's the quote from the Talmud. And we're going to pause here and maybe pick up here next week.